This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 29. It's near. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 1. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." According to a 2016 Barna Group study of spirituality, 72% of people in the United States call themselves Christians, but only 31% practice their faith. This research also revealed that only 35% of believing Christians go to church more than twice a month. And although 75% say they pray, only 19% read their Bible. Looking at these statistics, we might not think the kingdom of God is near. In fact, there can be times when it seems rather far away. When Jesus says, "The kingdom of God has come near," what does he mean? It's less of a place and more of a presence and a way of life. The rule and reign of Christ is around us and in us. Jesus wants us to know that God's authority and power will not be denied. It can be found in all followers of Jesus. As kings, we carry out God's kingdom purposes in our worship, service, and obedient living. Through Christ, you and I can live today in the kingdom of God, although the ways of darkness and sin and the devil still influence this world. When we seek God's agenda for our lives, when we live for His purposes and glory, we are kings and queens reigning with Christ. Don't let the devil and his lies have any place in your life. God's kingdom is near, and God wants to work in us and through us to bring goodness and light into this world. Pray with me. Lord, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Bring your full authority into our lives and into this world, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.